Well, it's a big day for the Trbojevic family. Mona Vale Raider Juniors, they've got a lot to do with Chris Warren, who's part of the continuous call team. He always sees them down there at the local footy oval, and they've re-signed through until the end of 2020. Bob Fulton, our very own continuous call team vice-captain, head of football at the Sea Eagles, had a lot to do with this, and I'm pleased to say we've got young Tom on the line right now. G'day, Tom. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. Hey, guys, how are we all?
Not a problem, mate. It's a big day, as I say, and well-deserved, because you've really made that Manly Sea Eagles jump of your own. You've had a great stint alongside your brother, and I don't think there was any risk that you would go anywhere else. You've just got the deal you wanted through until the end of 2020.
Yeah, we're both very happy to re-sign at the club until the end of 2020. And we love playing at Manly, and we're very excited for what the next 4 years going to hold.
Tom, how special is it, you know, having the opportunity to stay together long-term with your brother?
Oh, it's awesome, eh? Growing up together, we always love playing footy, and to play together at this level, it's awesome. And like I said before, we're just really looking forward to the next 4 years and very optimistic about our chances of succeeding.
You think you're a better player than him?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Come on,
he's not listening. Give it to him.
Oh, he goes all right, the big fella, but he's a good footy player. That's about all he can do.
It's remarkable, the difference in a lot of ways. In saying that, he's very mobile, and he's probably as good a hitter as there is in the game. His defence is fantastic, but you're more, you know, renowned probably for your attack rather than your defence. Nothing wrong with your defence, but your attack's sensational. Mm. It's funny how different you are. What's the difference in age between the two of you?
He's 2.5 years older than me.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible,
yeah,
mate. And how have you enjoyed the last 12 months particularly, where you've sort of, where you've really made a name for yourself?
Yeah, it's been pretty awesome, to be honest. Look, going to the year, I was just hoping to do a spot in the first grade side, and to play every game bar one was just a great experience, and I really enjoyed the year and very thankful for the opportunities I was given.
Tom, I know over the last couple of rounds you were battling that ankle problem. Have you had that dealt with? Have you gone under the knife as yet, and how are you feeling?
Yeah, I went under the knife about 3.5 weeks ago, so got that fixed up, which is good, and it's getting better and better each day. Still hobbling around in a boot, but that should be off in a few weeks, and then get into the rehab kind of things, and be right in December, I think.
Yeah, Tom, you talk about the rehab and getting everything right. What are the goals for next season?
I think my goals are probably more as team based this year. We weren't really good enough as a team, and it showed on the ladder. I think we ran about 13th, and simply that's not good enough. So we'll be looking to make finals next year, and I think that's a major goal.
But rep-wise, you've come along at a time where there's a lot of really good young fullbacks around, and I suppose, you know, one or two of you are going to be moved to the wing if you're going to play rep football for New South Wales, for example, with Tedesco there, Matty Moreland, who's already been moved. He played 5/8 in the last game. But there's so many good young fullbacks around, it's quite incredible.
Oh, yeah, it is. Obviously, players like your Moylands and Tedesco's, and you see how good they are each week, and they're probably the best players in New South Wales in the fullback jersey, and I guess some the people I look at to take things off.
You had a chance to chat to these guys. I know you probably don't get a chance to mix socially all that often, but I would imagine when you're on a camp, and I think you and your brother might have been 18th and 19th man for New South Wales at one stage, did you get a chance to just chat to them and, I don't know, get to feel a little bit more part of it all?
Yeah, me and Jake did get an opportunity to go on New South Wales camp this year, and it was awesome. We got to talk to a lot of the players, and I think the main thing was just seeing how they hold themselves at training and off the field, and just watching, for example, your Demons and Tedesco's, how they train day in, day out. You take a lot from that. So that was a big thing for me.
And Tom, a lot of people would know this on the Northern Beaches, but there's another Trbojevic running around, and your younger brother, they say, is a pretty handy footballer himself. So Jake and Tom might be playing first grade, but your younger brother could be in the mix for a Manly jumper, I'm told, in the not-too-distant future.
He's only 15, so it's hard to put that pressure on him now, but he goes all right. He's a big fella, so.
Where does he play, mate?
Oh, he plays at back row.
Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. She's love your own team soon. Yeah. Front row, back row, fullback.
Well, you know what else? And Tom, you might be able to tell the listeners about this, but down at the Mona Vale Raiders Junior Rugby League Club, now Chris Warren, who calls with us on a Saturday night, he came in one day. He was under pressure because he had to take over from Tom's old man on the barbecue. And apparently, Tom, your dad, he makes the most famous bacon and egg rolls for the Mona Vale Raiders Junior Rugby League Football Club. Is that right?
Jeez, you don't want to tell him that. He's probably at home with the biggest head ever.
Don't tell me you have leftovers on Sunday nights.
No, apparently, he cooks them all right, but it's pretty funny. If you go down there and he's down there, he'll literally watch you on the barbecue, and as soon as you do something wrong, he'll just kick you off and go, this is my barbecue.
Fantastic. Well, Tom, congratulations to you and your brother, mate. There's a reason to celebrate because the Manly Sea Eagles fans absolutely love you. Our very own Bob Fulton, who's the head of football, loves you, and he's kept an eye on you for a long time. So you're stuck there at Manly through until 2020. It's fantastic, mate, and great for the club. So congratulations on behalf of the Continuous Call team, mate. We'll see you running around next year.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, mate. Tom Trbojevic.